Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
A super short show, and it's almost gone. Just like that, man. Having a great time, talking about really cool stuff, you know, just how wonderful things are in the world. Boom. It's over. Just like that. I know, right? I mean, we covered some good stuff, you know, like COVID and pedophilia. You know, it's just, man, it's a good time to be alive, right?
I can't stop thinking about the Bishop Sycamore, though.
I know.
There has to be a Netflix. You're right. There has to be a Netflix documentary about that. I have to know more. It's so fascinating.
Oh, it's already. I guarantee you, Netflix, they are good at what they do. They are already on top of it, dude. They are already putting together a team for that, 100%. I mean, they're the best at, like, all that kind of stuff. Like, they have some really cool documentaries, like, you know, like the Last Chance U, you know, all about probably some of the players from Sycamore, Bishop Sycamore, were probably on Last Chance U because it's about these, you know, these really, really low income, you know, junior college players, and they've gotten in trouble for certain reasons, and maybe they didn't make the grades in regular college, so they have this last chance to go play for these JUCO teams and try to make something of themselves. And now they branched out. They have basketball versions of that show. And there's another show, QB1. I told you about that one. You ever seen that
one? Oh, I watched that. Yeah, yeah.
Great.
Yeah, it was good.
And that's not about, like, that's like the opposite of Last Chance U. These are, like, the biggest blue-chip quarterbacks ever, and they follow, like, you know, a few of them through, like, a whole season. And one of them's the kid Jake Fromm from Georgia. They followed him on the first season. It was really cool.
Yeah, he's a Buffalo Bill now.
Yeah, practice squad. I saw that. So good for him. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Do we still have phone calls? Let me see what we got going on here. Did he drop off? Did Alex drop off, Kelly?
No, he's still there. He's on line one.
Oh, let's go grab him then. Hey, what's up, Alex?
What's going on, my favorite radio guys? What's going on?
Oh, hey, man. What's going on? I heard you calling other radio shows, though, with all this weird cowboy jargon. What's going on, man?
I don't know, man. All I got to say is, you know, you boys better be ready, you know?
I don't have to be ready. I'm not playing.
All right. Well, like I said, on Friday night, I'm going to host that show of yours Friday night.
Okay. Yeah, dude, I'm ready, dude. Hell yeah.
Hey, Johnny B, man. Johnny B, I just want you to know, man, no matter if I'm a Cowboys fan, you're a Bucks fan, you're still my favorite radio guy, okay?
Thanks, man. Yeah, you're my favorite FedEx driver, for real.
Perfect. You're the bomb, bro. You're funny, and you're the bomb, bro.
Thanks, man. I can't wait to do donuts in your van.
Hey, good luck, bro. Good luck to you guys on Thursday next week.
Thanks, man.
Good luck to you.
You too, buddy.
Good luck to you, Alex.
Good night.
All right, buddy. Good luck with Dak Prescott's ankle blowing up in the first quarter.
Very tame. Very tame call. He sounds subdued a little bit. I think reality is setting in.
I'm ready for that, too. Like, all these rah-rah Cowboys fans, as it gets closer to game time, they're going to be like, you know, man, it's going to be a good game either way. You know, the classic backpedal, you know, like,
you know,
I mean, at the end of the day, they are the Super Bowl champs. I'm not expecting them to roll over or anything like that. Okay, bitch. All right. You know you're about to get that ass whooping. Let's go to Matt on line two. What's up, Matt?
Hey, Matthew? I just want to say that I would like to join your...
No, go to hell. Bye. Bye, bitch. Bye-bye. 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 Bye-bye.
Oh, I got through.
Got to remember that phone number, man. Got to remember that one. Piece of doo-doo. Idiot. It's always Matt, too. Come up with another fake name. I knew it was you.
No, Jack, I think his name is Matt.
Huh?
His real name's Matt. Wally's his fake name.
Either way, eat it, bitch.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk to a moron that uses his real name. Let's go to Marine Rob on line three. What's up, Robbie?
Why do I got to be a moron?
Did I say that?
One. Yeah, sorry. It'll be a great Bucks versus Cowboys game because the Bucks are just going to totally dominate it if you're a Bucks fan.
Yeah. I'm going to treat them like some free ice.
What's your take on it, dear JB?
Well,
watch the Bucks Report show.
Yeah, if you watch Out of Bounds with Johnny B, it's on my Facebook page. You'll see. I'll tell you, I think the Bucks win the game 31-20, only because we're a little sloppy. We only win by 11.
Oh, God damn it! I forgot to get my ice from Duke. Son of a bitch. I got to turn around and go back.
Whether that was real or not, that was the best thing he's ever done.
God, I thought that was a clip that you played.
Okay, Kelly, can you please email that little snippet to me? For real? I need to use that.
Yeah, I will get it.
Just that little tiny piece. Wow.
I didn't know what was going on either. I thought maybe he placed a bet on the game and thought they were going to cover 12. And what I told him just like snapped him. I don't know what happened there. That was crazy, dude.
Wow, that was something else, boy. My God. I got turned around.
I forgot my damn ass. All right, we got to quickly do these shout outs so we can get the hell out of here. We only got a couple of minutes, so let's get it. Mama, yeah.
Did you message me the winner?
It's on the screen.
Oh, okay. Yes. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
We got
no way.
Oh, man. We got Smokey 420.
Yes.
He said, he's huge everywhere. You know what he's saying. Miracle Whip, B-holes with a fat ass. Who cares? Who cares? Johnny B. Show and everybody. And then he's got Jim from The Office saying, I enjoy the tangy zip of Miracle Whip when he's impersonating Stanley Hudson.
Yeah.
Eric Allen Kuhn says, every time Patty calls all the shows, he's going to give saying, please kill me. He also said that his sandwich is the Italian with oil, vinegar, provolone, roasted peppers, toasted, unless it's gobbler season, then it's the full metal gobbler with all the good stuff. I'll have to try that one next time. That sounds good.
And he's a chef, so he knows what he's talking about.
Mm-hmm. All right. I think we're ready for the winner now, Kel.
Yay!
Best around.
Yeah. There it is.
Green it's box. Paul Dudley, baby.
Yeah.
He says, hey, Johnny B, did you know that Acid Dom gave Crazy Patty ticks to your show at the Straz Center?
No.
Yeah, I guess that's true, too. Kelly was saying that's absolutely true. That's great.
Why would Dom do that to me? Why would he do that?
Get a nice, big, diabetic, sweaty hug.
Nah. I will kick her in the leg and run.
It's going to be good. He said, looking forward to Will and the John Senning mashup tomorrow. Yeah, me too. He says, welcome back to on the Johnny B Show, Kelly. And then he's got the little pig emoji, which I guess is him. And he's got pinwheels out the window there. Very nice. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. I'll be on Drew Garabo Live tomorrow with John Senning from 2 to 6 p.m. And then back with Johnny from 9 to midnight. Big day for me.
Yeah.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.